Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast here on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm so excited you have joined me today. But before we get into who my guest is today, let's talk about what's coming up, the Be Amazing weekend. I don't want you to miss out on this. We have some incredible events. And right now, I want to highlight one of them, which is the Be Amazing 5K happening at the Charlotte Motor Speedway to benefit Girls on the Run. Registration is $45, and that includes either a hoodie or crew neck sweatshirt, plus you get a medal. So come out and join us. There's going to be an expo. Everything's going to kick off at 5 o'clock. The race starts at 7. You don't want to miss it. Go to beamazingweekend.com right now and register. Okay, so now let's talk about my guest this week. It's Marcy Williams. She is the president of RKW Residential. In addition to being an award-winning leading executive in business, Marcy is a wife of 28 years and a mother of two grandchildren. Marcy described herself as a one-trick pony, having married her high school sweetheart and working in the same industry her entire career. But this is where we can find inspiration and real life lessons in today's world of instant gratification. Listen in and hear Marcy drop nuggets of wisdom about being patient in career advancement, focusing on your strengths, having cheerleaders in your corner, and building a team that thinks differently than yourself. Listen in and prepare to let go of any current fears that you may be hung up on as Marcy inspires us to just do it scared. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Marcy. Hi, Marcy. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'd love for you to take a few minutes and just tell everyone about who you are.
Sure. I have been in the multifamily industry. This August will be 30 years. So I started leasing apartments when I got out of college, and I've never left this business since. I have been married for 28 years to my husband, Chris, who is my biggest cheerleader. We met in the sixth grade, and he was in my homeroom. And then we were friends all the way through high school and started dating in college. And I have two kids, adult children. My daughter is 25. She lives in Atlanta, and she codes websites. My son just graduated from the University of Georgia and also lives in Atlanta, works at Regions Bank. So work, family, that's me.
It's awesome to talk to you because I work in multifamily as well. It's my full-time career and have had the opportunity to meet you. And it is an honor because you are a leading woman in Charlotte, not just in multifamily, but in business in general. And so the fact that you've been in this business for 30 years, you've seen all the twists and turns and the ups and the downs. When did you get your first start in multifamily? Where did that really happen for you?
It is a crazy story and not inspirational, but I will tell you how I started. When I graduated from college, I did what, you know, makes most parents proud, started waiting tables and bartending, you know, I mean, being silly, of course. I really wasn't sure my degrees in journalism and advertising, and I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with that. So there was somebody that came into the bar that I worked at, and he was in commercial real estate. And he said, you know what you'd be great at? You'd be great at real estate. You'd be great like in commercial leasing. And I didn't really know what that was. I didn't understand the concept. And he brought me a magazine that had the top 50 management companies in the country. He said, you ought to look this over and see if anything piques your interest. So I applied to a bunch of property management companies, not really knowing what I was going to do. But I started out leasing apartments in 1991. And I never left. I'm like a one-trick pony, to be honest with you. I mean, been married to the same guy for a long time and doing the same thing for a long time. But I found something that I was really good at from the start. The company I worked for was a fantastic company, had great training, but the job seemed really easy, and because I could lease apartments really well. And I just enjoyed it. I loved going to work every day, and I never left. But again, it's not like the super smart, you know, strategic way of how to get into the business. It was really just a referral from an acquaintance that I knew that happened to change my life.
That's awesome. And I think just from proof, I mean, you're proof of it, of consistency and staying in something and keep showing up and keep doing it. And that is obviously like what has been your path, where you are now in your career. I know that it's still very heavily male dominated, but what was it like when you first started? Were there many women that you had to look up to that were in the business?
There were women. I mean, real estate does tend to be a woman, like in the sales roles. I mean, it tends to be a woman dominated business because we're multitaskers. We care. We're great listeners. But there were still people at the senior level, and even my boss, I mean, just who was a mentor to me then and still a mentor to me now, that I could look up to and aspire to be. And when I started in the business at 22, I couldn't imagine really what it was going to be like to get to where I am today, to the president of the company. But what I did know is I knew that if I stuck it out and did what I needed to do in the position I was in at the time and really, really excel at it, then I knew I'd be able to get to the next level. As far as men versus women, I have never, and I'm lucky for the people that came and the women that came before me, I will tell you, I've never felt intimidated or that I could not get to the level I'm at because I'm a woman. I really feel that it gives me advantage, if anything else, because, again, typical characteristics of women plus wanting to be and desiring to be successful and continue to grow my career, I've never thought of it. I can't do it. I've never, ever, ever thought I can't do it. I didn't know I wanted to be the president of the company, but I knew I wanted to grow. I never felt from any job or any individual that, hey, you're a woman, you could never be at the top. I've never thought that once. I don't know if that makes me naive or if that makes me, you know, bullish. I don't know what it is, but I've always worked around great people that have supported me, and I've never felt that I couldn't accomplish anything I wanted to because I was a woman.
That's awesome. I think that speaks a lot of the industry that we're in. And I mm-hmm. think it also says a lot by who you surrounded yourself with, mm-hmm. As far as you said, great people. So it wasn't like one person was cheering you on. It's like you have this great support system. And I think that's the case for anybody in business or anyone that is wanting to grow and excel. It is about the people that you surround yourself with. I think that's a big piece of it. Now, just so everybody understands, you're the president of RKW Residential, which is such a huge accomplishment in your career. When did you know that that's what you wanted? Like, what was there like a moment, or where is there like a point in your life that you're like, I'm going to go for this? Or how did that happen?
You know, I can't define a moment, to be honest with you, but I knew I always had a desire to put my thumbprint on something. And when I was approached with this opportunity, which was back in 2014, I was working for a large company at the time. And I thought, well, this would be a perfect opportunity for me to put my thumbprint on it. But at the same time, I was scared to death. I mean, my motto was just do it scared. I mean, you know what I mean? For me to say, I don't really know if I can do it. I'm worried. I've never done this before. I've never been the president of a company. But I'm like, why? Of course I can. I mean, I have enough experience. I know what the right things are to do in this business and what the wrong things are to do it. And again, to your point, if I've got people that are supporting me, not only professionally, and the people that I work with do that support me professionally, and then I've got a support system outside of work, of people that support me. And I think having cheerleaders in your corner is one of the best things you can always do. And it doesn't have to be a spouse or a partner. I mean, it could be a friend or it could be, you know, a mentor, but somebody that's cheering you along the whole way through is probably one of the most important things, I mean, that you can have, because I just thought I do like being the boss, but what I like really more importantly is surrounding myself with people that have the potential to help make not just me successful, but the organization successful. And then we do it together. And everything and every step that I've ever had, it's never a me accomplishment. It is a we accomplishment. Because I only have so many strengths, you know, I only have so many things that I'm good at. And I'm not good at everything, and no one is. But it's important to surround yourself around people that will challenge you when needed. I mean, I did say a lot about cheerleader. I mean, you don't want someone to blindly cheer you on, but someone who challenges you, surrounding yourself with people that question what you're doing and why you're doing it, and putting a team together of people that think differently is imperative to being, you know, a successful leader in any organization. But I don't have just one moment. I've had moments along the way that have given me the confidence to say, I can do it. I don't necessarily know how, but I know who can help me get there. And that's what I've done throughout my career.
Well, I love what you just said about, you know, going back to this whole surrounding yourself with people, and the fact that you say, surround yourself with people that question you, or surround yourself with people that challenge you. And that's such a different perspective of a cheerleader than what most of the time it's like, you know, we say women supporting women, or people supporting people, or however you want to put it. You know, we have this thing of like, they're just cheering you on without like any, you know, they're not really involved in what you're doing. They're just like, you can do it, go for it. And you're saying, no, right. Like you want those people to be involved because you want it to be a team. And that really speaks volumes of you as a professional and why you are in the position that you're in now. It's really incredible.
Thank you. Now, I will tell you, so there's, again, I do love when I come home from work and I'll tell my husband that this happened and this person did this and this person did that. And he says, honey, you are right in every situation. Like, it's definitely good to have that, you know, one person that tells you you're right no matter what. But you really only need one of those. You need more people to question you, to help elevate you and the organization that you're, you know, you're working with and trying to excel.
And that's where growth happens, is in those moments. So I totally agree with you on that. I feel the same way. I have people in my life that like challenge me on everything. I'm right. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
Okay, fine. Back to the drawing board. Let's come back to it again. We'll talk through it. Yeah. So let's talk about some of your accomplishments, because you were just inducted to the ANC for your years you've been in multifamily, which is incredible.
Yeah, I was recently inducted into the Apartment Association of North Carolina Hall of Fame, which was just a huge honor. I was humbled. The other people that were inducted alongside of me or just people that I've looked up to in my career. And I was really proud of that. I've won some phenomenal awards. I mean, I did win the Lex Marsh Award through the Charlotte Apartment Association. And then with the Business Journal, I won one of the most admired CEOs last year. And before that, I won one of the most influential women in business. I mean, I've been proud of every single award I've won, from, you know, Property Manager of the Year in 2000, you know what I mean, to, you know, Mom of the Year with my kids. Whatever it is. I mean, I never, that stuff does not wash over me at all. I'm working as hard as I can with people that I love to work with and respect and admire. I feel fortunate, you know, I feel blessed. I feel lucky. I feel supported and just happy to be a part of an industry and a city like Charlotte that I can be recognized.
Yeah, it was so cool. I remember opening up the Business Journal when you won Influential Woman, and I was just like, wow, like that says so much. And it was awesome for you representing women in business, but also from the multifamily side, that we had a female leader that was being, you know, acknowledged for her work. And so from the first time I saw that, and that's been a couple years, I think, when that one first came out. And it was then I was like, she's somebody to pay attention to and to, you know, follow and listen. And so you've definitely done that, not just for your company, but I could speak for myself and for other women that are in the industry from the different sides. Like, there's mad respect for what you've done, what you've accomplished, and how you've paved the way for other women to rise up and do the same. So, you know, congrats on all of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
So my next question for you is, what goal do you have now? What's the next goal?
Listen, I'm not done yet. I've got plenty of room. I've got plenty of room. It's really it's not about me as an individual, what I can accomplish, but it's really what my team members and what this organization can accomplish. That's really what's next for me. So when I started with the company, I started in January of 2015. We really didn't have any apartments at all. We had maybe a handful, and we actually retired those clients and really started over. And today we have almost 28,000 units in 7 different states. And again, I want to continue to grow. That makes us, you know, a fast growing company. That makes us a great company, but I want to continue to grow and perfect. There's so much that's changing within technology and multifamily industry, within business in general. And I still want to be a part of that. I mean, I really feel I still have a long runway. I surround myself with people that have fantastic ideas. And my job is to take those ideas and help push them forward. And it pushes the individual forward, and it pushes a company forward. And now that I, you know, there's no reason why I can't continue to do that. So what's my goal? I mean, I don't say, okay, you know, once we get to 100,000 units, I'm done. I mean, life's a journey and it's not a destination. And I just want to continue to enjoy the journey and work with the people that I'm with now and grow everybody and the company around me.
It's definitely evident that you're not stopping at any point. Like, no way. I feel like you're just getting warmed up. You're like, this isn't it. Like, I'm saying that's great, but I'm not done.
I hope I'm not done. When things like that happen, I'm like, I guess that makes me old. You know what I mean? I feel like because I, you know, being starting young in the industry and looking up to those people who won awards like that, I'm like, wow, they're old. And not being disrespectful, but just like, wow. And, you know, now here I am, you know, getting an award like that. It makes me feel proud, and that makes me happy to hear that if people are inspired by that, that is really a joyful treat. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Well, yeah. And it's inspiring because just like you said, it's not, you know, a lot of times when those awards happen, you know, Hall of Fame or one of those, it's kind of like, all right, well, they're going to be retiring in the next little bit. but you're changing the face of that. Like that moment there is changing it. And no, you can do this like, when you start in your career and, you know, so many years in, and it's possible sure. to be recognized, and sure. you don't have to wait to a certain point for that.
That's true.
And yeah. So I think that's amazing. For a young woman that's starting in this industry, they wouldn't even have to be multifamily. I would just say for a young professional in general, what kind of career advice would you have for them?
The couple of things. One, I would say from a career perspective, it's important to start in at a, it's not the bottom, but really at the base of a business to be able to understand what the core of that business is. So as it relates to multifamily, that's leasing apartments. You know, it doesn't mean if you're an accountant, you don't start out an accountant, you have to start leasing, but you want to start out at the base of the business. So you really understand what the majority of the workforce is doing. And I was really, listen, I didn't do it on purpose. That's just the job I got. But now I've recognized, you know, when I got to that job, I thought, oh, I'm so good at it. Obviously, they're going to promote me in 6 months. And I, my biggest piece of advice from a work perspective is if you're starting out and you're 22 or 23, you're probably going to work until you're 72 or 73, or even you're going to work for 40 or 50 years. So to try to say you want to be the boss or try to get to your end goal so quickly, think is a mistake. You want to have, I don't even know if an end goal is in mind, but you want to be able to perfect that. You can actually teach the job that you're in. And you do it so well and you're recognized for how well you are and all your accomplishments within that role. Then you can go on to the next one, but it's being patient and knowing that you have a long career ahead of you. So from a career standpoint, I think that's really important. From a personal standpoint, I have women, you know, young women ask me about a family. You know, when did I start a family? And I, again, it wasn't like I felt like I had to climb some ladder or achieve this certain level within an organization before I'm like, okay, well, now I'm going to have kids. I never put my personal life on hold for my professional life or vice versa. You know, I mean, I got married, I had my kids, I raised my kids, and I've continued to grow. So again, professionally, take the time to learn the role you're in so you can be a natural choice for the next level. And on a personal life, you want to continue. Don't put anything on hold on your personal life. I mean, you want to travel, you want to have kids, you want to, you know, hike a mountain, whatever you want to do. There's no reason you can't do it in any stage of your career.
That's awesome. Because I think there's a lot of misconception with you have to either choose one or the other, uh-huh, or focus on one thing now and then switch over to the other. So the fact that you just kind of said it's almost like a balance, like it balances out, but finding something that you love to do, finding something that you're passionate about.
100%. I mean, if you're lucky enough to find a career that fits you and your natural skill set, and that's really key here, find something that you're just naturally good at. I mean, I went to school to be a dentist. Okay. Like, could I have been a dentist? Sure. I'm sure I could have studied harder and I could have passed chemistry eventually and gone on to the next thing and done it. But I wasn't naturally good at it. And I had to work really, really hard to get through these classes. But once I got into the right major, that major seemed easy because I was good at it. When I got into this role, it felt easy. I mean, not being the president of the company, that's not easy. But when I started, I was like, this job's easy. Anybody that walks in, they're going to lease from me. I mean, why wouldn't they? And I just, again, it's just finding something that you can accomplish and it feels like easy. And then that way you've got the right career.
And then everything just flows. So I think that's a big piece of it. Yeah. I think when we try to, you know, it's kind of like when you're trying to do something or be something, whether it's what you've chosen for yourself or you feel pressure from family or wherever, to be a certain thing and it doesn't fit and you're trying to make it fit,
right?
That creates, you know, anxiety and stress. And that's where life can be very imbalanced and stressful, I think.
And also to add to that too, one of the best books I've ever read is First Break All the Rules. And it's a management book and it really talks about being a leader and managing to people's strengths and not their weaknesses. And really it applies to anybody, even personally. I mean, my strengths are going to be my strengths forever. And my weaknesses, I'm never going to change. I mean, it's like when that book that was, you know, Everything I learned in Kindergarten. I don't know what it's called or who wrote it, but it's like the things that I get in trouble for, like talking too much or, you know, I got in trouble in kindergarten for all that kind of stuff, you know, but you're not going to change. By the time you get to your career and you start your career, you are an adult and your strengths are your strengths and your weaknesses are your weaknesses. So you really need to, you know, hone in your strengths and, you know, I don't know how much you can ever soften your weaknesses, but they still will be your weaknesses. So trying to be something that you're not, to your point, to appease your family or to someone in your life, or trying to think you want to get to this point in your career, if you're not really good at it, you know, and it's too hard and you're like, I have to come in early and have to stay late. I'm not saying don't challenge yourself, but understand what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And that's how you can really go out and, you know, develop a career.
Right on. And that's a huge thing. I think that our strengths, you know, everybody is unique in their own way and does have strengths that they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure,
if you fit with their, and you, of course, building your team out, you've got people that have different strengths and that's, mm-hmm, how the team functions, which is why you all, you know, why you all are sitting where you are now with as many units as you have and as successful as you've been, is because of that.
It's always about the people.
I would like to talk about self-care because I think with you being involved in this, you know, in being a president and running a company and all of that, what do you do for yourself? What is like a self-care thing that you do for you?
This is not inspirational, but I will tell you the truth. I like TV. I like sitcoms. I like Netflix and Hulu. I Amazon. I have them all. I've got two shows that I always watch on Hulu when I need like to decompress. Modern Family and Will and Grace, the original. And I just when I come home from work, if I'm stressed, I don't drink. I like something like, oh, I need a glass of wine. I don't do any of that. Not because I'm against it, I just don't. But what I do is I'll come home and I'm like, I just need 22 minutes. And I can watch an episode of Will and Grace or Modern Family and I'm golden. You know, now I do work out and, you know, I do enjoy family time and, you know, my husband and I go to the movies. I mean, I have a great life, but for self-care, it is a stupid thing.
It's
It's
comedy.
just,
I love
I don't like watching. I used to like watch Law and Order all the time. That show has never gone away, but I was just, it's too stressful. I just need one of these two shows and it calms me down 22 minutes and I'm golden.
Just Jack all day.
All day, every day.
All
And
day, every day.
I like the, you know, I just love the original, but really for me, self-care is really just about decompressing. And then once I can do that, then I'm ready for the rest of the night or the day, you know, to move forward.
I love that you have something that's specific like that, and that, like you said, I just need 22 minutes. Like
Exactly.
you know exactly what you need and
Right.
how to kind of bring yourself back. And I think
Yeah.
that's truly what self-care is about. A lot of times we have it wrapped in a certain package, like it has to look a certain way, but it's not. It's
Right.
self-care is to each his own. So
Right.
the fact that comedy sitcom is like self-care is amazing.
Yeah. As when you were asking the question, I was thinking, is there anything inspirational that I can say, but it's really just the truth. So that's what I need to get back. You know, so and when it's overwhelming at work, I mean, I don't have time to watch a 22-minute show, but it's important for self-care to recognize when you are at a point where you just can't move forward, and whatever that is, if it's, you know, sometimes I jump on Facebook for like 5 minutes to decompress at work. And again, that's just what I do, but that helps me move forward through my day.
Well, I think the more real, that you are, then it is inspirational and inspiring, because a lot of times people may have that same thing, but don't share that because it's not like, she didn't talk about going for a walk for 30 minutes, or she didn't
Right.
talk about going and meditating for 22 minutes.
Right.
A lot of times I think we get wrapped up in this whole thing of what it should look like, and everybody's like, what I really like to do is, So I love that. And I'm so glad you shared it. So, do you have a favorite quote or song, or, is there something that you lean into for motivation?
The best quote I guess I can think about is just, but it's just do it scared. I mean, I think it is as you continue to go through your career, it's never going to be this one point that you feel 100% certain. I mean, you can be happy in your job, but and you can move forward in your job always. But for you to take that next level and to challenge yourself, it's really scary, especially if you're successful in your current role. It's scary to go to the next level. And people aren't just going to knock on your door and say, hi, would you like to get promoted? I mean, it's really putting yourself out there. If it is a rejection the first time or second time or 10th time, you want to be able to continue to do that and put yourself out there and challenge yourself, because you'll get to a place where you've been chugging along and things are going great. And you're like, I can come to work at, you know, 9 in the morning. I can leave at 5 at night and everything's good. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a wonderful place to be. But you want to, if you do want to continue to move your career path forward and start coming in early and staying in late, it's scary because it's disrupting your entire balance. So doing things, even when you're scared, I think is, I guess a quote or a mantra that I go back to a lot. As far as songs, I mean, again, just as embarrassing as my favorite TV shows might be, my songs are even worse. You know, I mean, I love Justin Timberlake. I love pop music. I love Gossip Girl and Twilight and all of that. I mean, again, those things just help me be happy. I guess that's what it is. And it's like when I need, if again, it's not so much needing the motivation, it's needing the time to just sit back and just it's not, again, not just decompress, but just disconnect for a moment. Those kind of shows and songs and people just get me back so I can continue moving forward.
Well, you're not alone, because I have Justin Timberlake on my playlist, on every playlist. That's a given. Bringing Sexy back, always.
Of course, of course.
And then, of course, Gossip Girl, and there's a whole new crew out now, and I'm like, wonder what this is going to be, but because I love the old school show, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I'll watch it. I'll let you know.
Just give me a review on it, and then I'll go from there. Do you have anything else on your heart that you would want to share with those that are listening?
I feel lucky, and I feel happy, and I'm that way because I've gotten a great balance in my life, and I just don't leave anything on the table. And I just, for me to not have tried, you know, to not push myself and continue to move up in my career would have been a mistake. If I decided to wait and have my get married and wait to have my kids, all of that would have been a mistake. I did the things that I wanted to do when I wanted to do them, not for selfish reasons, because I felt that I could continue to move forward professionally and personally by doing the things that I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, and not really apologizing. You know, when I had my kids and I got married and I took time off for work, that's what you should do. When I had my daughter and I was like, maybe I shouldn't take 12 weeks off, maybe I should only take 10 weeks. Like, don't think about stuff like that. I mean, think about what can fulfill you, because when you're fulfilled in both places, there's nothing you can't achieve.
Thank you so much. I knew that talking to you, it would inspire me even more because of just how real of a person that you are, and that you're showing this balance of home and work, and that it is possible. And I love the do it scared. I love the fact that that's your mantra, to step out and do something that scares you. That's something that's kind of been in the forefront of my mind as I continue on with what I'm doing. And, but I just appreciate so much the time today. And you truly have not just inspired me, but you've already inspired so many. And I'm honored to share the podcast with the women that'll be listening. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at It's Seal Smart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.